All right, so you've got a big project you're working on, and maybe you've got a client you've got to satisfy, and maybe you've got deadlines you got to meet, and you just got a lot of stuff floating in your head, a lot of ideas going on, a lot of work that's got to get done. And so how do you stay focused? How do you not give way to things that are calling you, trivial things sometimes, that just want your attention? Hey, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Sketch and Release. My name is Robert, and every episode I'm going to draw something new and talk about some different aspects of the creative process. So this isn't like a how-to podcast. I don't talk about tools and techniques, that kind of thing. Instead, what I like to do is I look at experiences and lessons I've learned throughout my career in design and publishing and marketing, and just talk about the things that helped me clear the way for like more creative, more productive mindset. So if you're new to the podcast, I draw something during every episode, and you can see the videos of this on Patreon. My Patreon is patreon.com/Robert Cortez. And so you can go there, you can check this out, watch it. You have to be a patron, which is $1, but you get to see all the episodes. Or you could just use this next half hour and draw something of your own. Just be creative. Just do it, man. Just go for it. And so before I get into kind of our topic here, I do want to talk about something. I just put up the first 5 episodes, the video episodes. So you don't even have to be a patron to look at those. And those are on YouTube. You can also find them on the Sketch and Release website. And so I look back on these first 5 episodes and I thought about it. I'm like, you could see the progression. You could see where it started and how it was a little rough, and how I changed how I do them and how I record and all that stuff. And even behind the scenes, how I edit and get them all ready to go. That's all kind of changed over the last 9 episodes now. And I realized I didn't really have the right energy. So this episode, I'm bringing in a little bit more energy. I'm trying to like really kind of gear it up a little bit more, because I want to be able to express some of this stuff and not feel like I'm kind of in a box and I've got to find a voice that sounds a little too much. I'm not trying to be anybody's school teacher or art teacher or anything. I'm just telling you guys about what I've gone through and what I've learned and how maybe it can help you. So anyway, just take that first 5 episodes up on YouTube. The other episodes, you know, they're available on Patreon. And if you just want to listen to the audio feed, if that's what you're listening to now, keep doing that. Just subscribe. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, all the podcast places. So thanks for listening. Thanks for watching if you're watching. And all right, let's talk about this. This is something that I deal with every day. And I'm sure if you're a creative type, you're a creative person or in a professional field, you probably deal with this just the same way. Maybe to different degrees, but everybody deals with distractions. And you know, I'm not talking about interruptions. I'm not talking about like obligations, things that you have to take care of, or things that you, things that just kind of get in your way. You know, we can cover that. Maybe we even cover that in some previous episodes. But what I'm talking about is stuff that you choose to let be in your way. And there's a subtle difference, but the big thing, that the thing that defines it and really makes it a problem, is that it's your choice. You willingly decide, yeah, I'm going to do this, instead of doing what you need to do. Now, whether that's you trying to hit a deadline or flesh out an idea or work with your team or whatever it is, when you choose to go in another direction mentally, that's not related to your work or the task in hand, that's really a problem. And like I said, everybody struggles with it. I mean, people who aren't even creative types, I'm sure they struggle with it too. But I think for creative professionals especially, because you have to be in the mindset, you have to be in the right frame of mind to either explore your ideas or, you know, you have to kind of get in that zone, right? To get the work done. And all it takes sometimes is like a flashing light or a shiny screen, you know, the thing in the distance that just kind of draws you for whatever reason to it. and now you're totally off track. And, you know, I don't know that there's any easy way to not fall victim to that, other than just really, really taking some stock and why you do it and why you let yourself get distracted, and have a little more discipline, a little more self-control, let's say. So, you know, I'll tell you, like, some of the things that have been a factor for me. You know, if you see any of the videos that I post, you know that I have a huge collection of movies, which, you know, hey, maybe I'll talk about that someday. But for all of my life, really, ever since I was young at least, movies have always been, you know, an escape. It's entertainment. It's fantasy. It's just a way to kind of relax and just, you know, get away from everything. And that's great. And I'm sure everybody has the same or similar feelings about it. But, you know, I kind of live movies sometimes. When I see a situation, something from a movie comes to mind, or a line from a movie, or a song from a movie, or something like that. So it's very easy for me to be in the middle of work, in the middle of doing something, and my mind goes off into another space where I'm thinking of something from a movie I saw, or a moment, or an expression, or something like that. And that's very minor, you know, because it's something that can come and go, and it's a fleeting thing, right? It just kind of is here, and then it's gone. Okay, that's one thing. But when you really take the time and stop and go watch a movie, which I have done in the past, I've been in the middle of something and say, you know what? I'm just going to watch this instead. And I enjoy it. And it's, to me, it's worth the time. But to the work that I have to do, it's not worth the time, right? So when I look at it that way, I have to acknowledge that, you know, I surrender to it. I kind of give in to it. And, you know, aside from movies or just like entertainment in general, you know, for another thing was gaming. Like, I was big into video games, maybe like from like 2005 to 2015. Like, that was really that whole like decade there. I lost so much time, so much productivity wasted playing games. And that's not to say games aren't fun and they can't be, you know, a good time, like playing with friends or just, you know, playing different types of games, whatever. But I look back and I think of all the time I spent just grinding on games, and I could have been making something. I could have been exploring some ideas and really developing something new, maybe. So looking back on it now, it's a little bit of a regret, you know, a regret in the sense that I don't have much to show for it. I mean, other than the experience and the, you know, the enjoyment of it, I don't really have anything material to show for it today. So, you know, I kind of changed that. I really took a pretty hard stance on it. I was like, I'm just not going to play games anymore. I just decided I don't have time for that. I need to focus on something more productive. I need to create something. And so, you know, that goes into what is creativity and what's the difference between, let's say, consuming or consumption and creation, right? So, you know, that's something I kind of try to find a balance with is, man, am I doing enough, or am I just watching, or am I just spectating? Are you sitting in the stands? Or are you on the field playing the game? There's two different ways to look at it. And, you know, you have to have a little bit of a balance. And so for me, distractions are just a way for me to remind myself that there's other stuff that I could be doing that's probably maybe even more enjoyable than the actual work that I'm doing at the moment. And because, you know, sometimes creative work, it can be a grind. It can be a real slog trying to figure out something, or, you know, when you're in a deep problem solving mode and it's not even a matter of like, I'm just doing the fun, cool stuff. I'm like doing the actual like practical work of making something or designing something or whatever. Yeah, it's easier to just say, yeah, I just forget that. I just want to go have some fun. And even if it's for a minute, I just want to be on my phone, or I want to, you know, turn on the TV, or whatever it is. But it really does take a little bit of self-discipline and self-control to remind yourself why you're doing it. And so that was a big lesson for me, as a personal lesson. I didn't really learn it in a workplace. You know, I've always been pretty good about that. Like, when I'm in a work environment and a professional environment, I try to like really minimize my own personal level of distraction. Now, that's not someone coming to ask me questions, or, you know, we need to work on something else for the moment, or something pops up, like a fire's got to be put out. Now, I'm talking about like things where I just decide, I just don't want to do work right now. I'm going to go do this instead. And maybe the side effect, really, the byproduct of being able to focus like that is I can do work a lot faster than I maybe used to. And some of it's routine. Some of it's just, you know the shortcuts, you know the tricks to get things done faster. But it's also, it's out of necessity. It's like, well, okay, so, you know, if I need to do something else, but I got this in my way, or I need to like find ways to like get through it fast, just move through it. And that means, you know, knowing all the shortcuts, knowing all the tools and how they work, the fastest and the best, you know, being able to know where your line is for like, okay, I'm about to just give into this distraction, whatever it is. And to be able to maybe step right up to it, but not cross it, and still stay in your work, stay in the zone. That's really important. And for anyone that, I mean, you know, anyone that's working on the early phases of a project, if you're exploring ideas and thinking about, you know, all the possibilities and options that are part of your project, you know, in that early stage, you've really got to be in the zone. You really got to know the goals of what you're trying to do, and you've got to be able to have some creative solutions and apply them to the project at hand. So, you know, when you give in to distractions, I mean, all that leads to, or generally what that leads to, is you don't finish, you know, or you don't finish on time, or you don't finish with the best work. And, or, you know, hey, maybe you finish, but you're rushing at the last minute. You're in crunch mode. And distractions, when that gets you into a place where you're procrastinating or just sacrificing the quality of the work because you rather do something else, that's really not good business, you know? But look, so we're talking about distractions. I think about times where I've had to, you know, back away from something, like I said, like video games earlier, or maybe, you know, going out somewhere, or just, it's hard. It's hard because you want to be a part of the world. You want to be involved in other things. And sometimes your work, it can be overpowering. I mean, it can take all of your time. It can take all of your energy. And now, hey, that's what we sign up for, probably. So if you're an artist that's creating from scratch, from your own imagination, from your own ideas, that's going to be hard when you're the one that you're relying on. There's no one else. And so you have to find a way to minimize that or compartmentalize it, right? And in the sense of, you know, this could be a distraction right now, but if I just wait and get this work done, it'll just be, you know, free time or free opportunities to enjoy my entertainment or whatever it is that would otherwise distract me in this moment. All right, I had to break because apparently people love to drive through my neighborhood with intensely loud engines. But let me get back. What was I saying? Look, see, man, you know what? Totally broke my train of thought. But look, all right, you know what? Here, check this out. Here's what I'm going to do. I want to look at something here that I was reading the other day. Let's do this. Maybe this is related to distractions. Maybe not. But I was reading this article the other day, and it's called Five Tips for Maximizing Your Creativity. And, you know, there's stuff like this is everywhere. If you want to read about how to be more creative and how to be more productive and how to, you know, maximize your potential, and man, this stuff is everywhere. So take this with a grain of salt maybe, but I thought there was a couple of interesting points in here. So there's five tips in here. Some of them are more elementary, I guess, more like, you know, hey, you just do this to be a good person or be a good employee, let's say. But there's a couple in here that kind of stuck out to me. And let me just say this here, because let me see if I can find this. All right. So one of these tips is practice making connections between unrelated subjects. And sometimes this is where distractions can really be of a benefit. Now, it's kind of tricky, but, you know, I think the idea here is that you need to be able to work with the task that's in front of you or the concepts that are part of your project and associate things that are unrelated in ways that other people may not think of. Now, you might say, well, this is thinking outside the box, right? Yeah, sure. But the thing is, it's more than that. It's something that can apply to regular life, daily life, you know, just out in the world. And if you find yourself doing that, well, then this may be part of your thing already. And you may not even realize it. You know, if you kind of make, just kind of random associations between this and that, you find ways to combine or sometimes smash together ideas that they wouldn't necessarily be in the same thought for most people. And so, you know, it's kind of like what I was talking about earlier with movies, where I'll be in a situation and in the moment, it'll remind me of something I saw in a movie that's nothing related to what I'm actually dealing with. But for whatever reason, it just pops into my head. So that's one way to look at it, is you have to sometimes be able or be open to making connections between ideas and concepts and even feelings and emotions that don't necessarily connect for most people. Or just aren't related, aren't adjacent to each other. So when you're in that habit, and you can then maybe break the cycle of your distraction taking you away from work and turn it into your distraction becoming a part of your work, or informing your work at least, or improving your work and making your work better in a way. Now, again, that's tricky because you have to draw that line and you have to stay on the right side of that line. But it can work. I mean, it's something that is possible. And so that's a good benefit of knowing your distractions and knowing your, let's say, your temptation to give in to them or to entertain them, and being able to, you know, hang on to that and pull your distraction towards you instead of letting your distraction pull you, right? Let's see here. What was the other thing here? That was another one. Okay, so here's the other one right here. Get into the habit of noticing opportunities. You know, you would think, well, if you're a creative person, you're dealing with things that are, you know, kind of free-flowing ideas. I think sometimes we fall into the trap of thinking, okay, here's an idea. Here's one idea. Great. Got it. All right, here's another idea. Here's another idea. So I got A, B, C. I got three different ideas that I like that I think could work. Now, the next step in that process might be, for some people, all right, I'm going to go pursue A, and let's say I'm going to call that A1. And I'm going to pursue B, and whatever comes out of that, I'm going to call that B1. And C, C1, so on and so on. You iterate, which is fine. Sometimes you if you have a great idea, you don't necessarily need to start in a new direction or start over. You take your good idea and you refine it. You build it and you grow it and you chisel away, you trim, whatever you got to do to get it to where it really is the best idea. Fine. Sometimes there are those moments where you've got your idea. You've got A, you got B, and you got C. And they're all fine. They're all suitable. Maybe they all do the job or they all satisfy some requirement. And no matter how much time you put into developing those or figuring those ideas out, sometimes it does require you to say, wait, these are all fine, but maybe I need to look at something else too. Maybe I need a D. Maybe I need an E. Maybe I need an F, G, A. You know, you have to be able to say, okay, well, here's what I got, and this is good enough, and we'll just refine from here. You have to sometimes be able to say, all right, well, this isn't enough. Because if you don't do it, a client might do it, or your team or your employer or whatever, they might come to you and say, yeah, these are all fine. These are all great. They meet the requirements and they fit the bill. But what about something else? And if you're just not in the habit of, like this tip right here, like it says right here, okay? It says, get into the habit of noticing opportunities. If you're not in the habit of doing that, that's going to be a curveball for you. You're just going to think, oh, but I have three right here. I have these ideas right here. This is it. This is why can't we use one of these? Someone's going to say, those are fine. I still want something else. And so you have to be able to take that step back or step sideways or whatever you want to call it and go in another direction. Not because your first direction or your first ideas were wrong or a problem. You should explore it. I mean, that's part of the creative process, is exploring, is just wandering in the dark sometimes, or whatever metaphor you want to use. But sometimes you have to get lost and you'll find that, oh, there's something you didn't know was here, but you got to get there first. And so that's one way that, you know, distractions, they can be helpful because they can show you there are other things other than what you have right in front of you. Whatever the task is, whatever the project or the concepts that you're dealing with, you know, there are other things that are calling you that are just kind of like, hey, come over here, come over here, come check me out. But you have to understand that that's not work. So it has to stay where it is and you have to stay focused. But you have to acknowledge that it's there. And you have to be able to not look towards your distractions, but look towards other things, even as you work. And so I guess that's the way I take this, is you know, that ability to look beyond just what's in front of you and at least acknowledge that it's there. Maybe entertain it if it's necessary or if you feel it's necessary. That ability is a good way to, you know, leverage your maybe struggle or your process of dealing with distractions. Leverage that in a better way. That can help you. That can be a benefit to your creative process. You know, the things that I feel like would really take me away from my work mentally or even physically, I may draw a little bit of like inspiration or a little bit of like, oh, what about this kind of approach? But it's very rare. Usually it's like, okay, I've got this idea that I'm working on, or I've got this project, and what I'm going to have to look outside for is not something that personally would entertain me or be of interest to me really, but it's something that is relevant to the work that I'm doing. So being able to do that though, being able to kind of separate and just back away from your work, look somewhere else, see what's there. Maybe it's good. Bring it back over here, add it to your work. Now you got more work, you got more ideas, you're a better person. That's how it works. So, that's just a couple of tips. There is more to this article, and maybe I'll link to it or something. I don't know. There's a bunch of stuff out here. If you read about creativity, man, it's everywhere. And maybe some of this would help you. Maybe some of this would help someone you know. And that's the whole idea. That's what I'm doing here. So, in terms of distractions, hey, I hope this podcast isn't a distraction. Let it be half an hour where you can just, you know, stop what you're doing for work. Not during your work. Do it after your work. Do it on your lunch break. Do whatever you want to do. But give yourself that time. So if it's a half an hour, you're listening to this, maybe you're drawing something, maybe you're making something, maybe you're just relaxing, whatever. So, all right, that's another episode. I do want to thank you for listening. I do want to thank you for, if you're checking out the Patreon, for checking out the videos and the other content that's there. It's been fun doing this. I'm going to keep doing it. Trying to stick to a schedule here. And so let me know what you think. Let me know what you think of this whole thing with distractions and how you deal with it. If that's relevant to you, if that makes sense to you. If you're like, dude, I got no problem with distractions. I don't even care about things when I'm working. All right, whatever. But I think for most people, creative or otherwise, really, we're going to deal with that at some point. So let me know what you think. I'll post this on Facebook and Instagram. I'll post it on the Patreon, of course, but that's where you can see this. Go to the post, leave a comment. Let me know what you think. If you have a chance, check out the videos. First 5 episodes, you can see them on YouTube now. So go do that. Go like, comment, subscribe, share, repost, hearts, whatever. Do all the things. And we'll talk to you another day. So until then, keep creating.